This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the disgruntled millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. I am Brett Siegel, otherwise known as the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I am always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, patriarchy, and of course, your white privilege. Today, I do want to talk a little bit about white privilege because it's one of these things that are, it's one of these tropes that are going around that's just getting really, really irritating because the racism is written all over it. The left doesn't want you to make broad generalizations about Muslims or women or homosexuals or transgenders or anyone. But they are so ready and willing to make broad generalizations about cisgendered straight white men that it just makes your head spin how fast they change their story from one breath to the next, literally. Literally. And it's because that their intersectionality, their intersectional feminism is so circular and so dogmatic that ultimately it seems like, ultimately to them it seems like a science. That's what it feels like to them. It's a science, you know? You have the hierarchy of needs, and then you have the hierarchy of victimhood. And these are facts of life to them. Just as sure as you breathe air, intersectionality is a fact of life to these people. And white privilege is the holy grail. It's white privilege is the idea that makes the entire thing tick. Without white privilege, the entire thing falls, the entire philosophy of intersectional feminism, or as I would call it, an anti-philosophy, the entire thing breaks down. Because if you don't have that common enemy at the top that's oppressing everybody else, well then no one is victimized. There is no such thing as institutional victims. The whole philosophy comes crashing down. So they need white privilege. They need it. They need white privilege in order to make the entire philosophy tick. That's why when Hillary Clinton comes out and says, we have implicit bias and implicit racism, this is why. What she is talking about is cisgendered, straight, white men. That's what she's talking about. So you get these strange leftist ladies who are, I mean, to me it's just a bunch of virtue signaling because I don't really know how anyone can truly believe this. I mean, when you walk in line, when you go into a store, into a convenience store, you don't skip ahead of the black people. If you're white, you don't have white privilege. They don't charge you less. When it's raining outside, it's not like it rains on only black people, and then there's a ray of sunshine that comes gleaming in from the sky just to illuminate the white people on the street. No, it rains on everyone. But they need white privilege. They need white privilege so that white people, they need a common enemy. Now, the common enemy is a white, if the common enemy is white, well, doesn't that make the whole entire philosophy racist? No, because they have a loophole for that. They say that black people and brown people and minorities can't be racist. They don't have the power to be racist. That's where white privilege comes in. White privilege is the little power, the little invisible powers that white people have in society that other minorities and people of color don't have. So that's how they can get away with claiming that they're not racist when they make broad generalizations about white people. That's how they can get away with this rhetoric that is dividing everyone and basically turning white people into an enemy. To a natural enemy. Because if white people have invisible power over you, if you look at white people as just a bunch of whipcrackers, you're going to dehumanize them. And that's one of the most awful things about racism, is dehumanizing the other race. How do they get away with that? They say, well, brown people can't be racist because they don't have the power. Racism equals prejudice plus power. Black people can be prejudiced, but they can't be racist. So Peggy McIntosh, a lady back in the 80s, she wrote down a list, and this goes to show you how out of touch the leftists are, called, she wrote a paper called White Privilege, Unpacking the Invisible Knapsack. In other words, white people carry around a bag of goodies. And when we need it, we pick out from the bag of goodies, and only white people have this bag of goodies. And this is what she writes this list. And it's just insane. I started reading this list, and it's just unbelievable how out of touch these people are. She says, these are examples of white privilege. I can, if I wish, arrange to be in the company of people of my race most of the time. Okay, first of all, what is she even talking about? You can arrange to be around whoever you want. It's a free country. If you want to be around people of your color, be around people of your color. Nobody's stopping you. Nobody is stopping you. And if black people want to get together and be around people of your color, nobody's stopping you. And notice the little racism in there? The little bits of racism? It's okay for black people to want to be around each other, but it's not okay for white people to want to be around each other. But somehow, black people have less access to being around other black people. Maybe it's a population thing. In Africa, in certain African countries, it would be harder for white people to be around other white people. So what? What's your point? No, this is an example of white privilege. This is white people grabbing from the bag of goodies that we have here in America. We can be around white people if we want to. Another one. She says, if I should need to move, I can be pretty sure of renting or purchasing a house in an area I can afford and in which I want to live. That is everyone. If you can afford it, if you have the right credit, then you can live anywhere. If you don't, you won't. And that is not based on race or color. That's based on your credit. That's based on your ability to pay. That's not white privilege. That's not racism. I don't dip in my bag of goodies and pull that one out. I don't live in the biggest house. I live in a pretty small house. Another one, she says, I can go shopping alone most of the time, pretty well assured that I'll not be followed or harassed. Okay, I live in a multi-ethnic neighborhood, and I've never, ever, ever one time witnessed anyone getting harassed. I've always lived in a multi-ethnic neighborhood, and I've never witnessed that happen one time. You would think that if it were such a problem that I would have seen it one time. Of course, she's bringing up anecdotes. Why shouldn't I bring up an anecdote? I bet she's never seen anyone get harassed. This is a doozy. This is really funny. I can talk with my mouth full and not have people put this down to my color. This lady's got some serious white guilt going on. Anyway, I'm Brett, the disgruntled millennial. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the disgruntled millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. My name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, white privilege, and patriarchy. You can also get me on Facebook, the disgruntled millennial. You can get me on Twitter, at Shaq General. I love it when people hit me up on Facebook, because we got a lot going on there. We give you the latest in news. We give you the latest in culture, just like Kevin's Black Sphere. We do it all with the conservative snark and charm that you have grown to love and respect about this show, the love and respect for this country that has made you a regular listener, and we appreciate that. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk about today is also this whole business about Jimmy Kimmel. The Man Show. Look, I love The Man Show. The Man Show was fun, but let's not pretend like leftists shouldn't be tossing Jimmy Kimmel under the bus right now and bringing out all the videos of the girls in bikinis jumping on trampolines, bringing out all the videos of him doing sexist and misogynistic things and showing us what an awful, terrible person Jimmy Kimmel is. But no, Jimmy Kimmel's a leftist, so he gets a pass. Just like Wiener, just like Clinton, Jimmy Kimmel gets a pass. Not only that, Jimmy Kimmel has used his stage, has used his spotlight to sort of promote the idea of the Affordable Care Act. Now, he has sort of this anecdotal experience where he had a son. I feel terrible about this, but he had a son who had a heart problem. He was born with a heart problem, and of course the leftists like to use this one through no fault of his own. And thank goodness that Jimmy Kimmel is filthy, stinking rich and can afford the best in doctors. But his idea is that he's going to come forth promoting the Obamacare, bashing conservatives for, you know, wanting to repeal Obamacare, doing the exact thing that all the leftists do. Of course, he is a leftist. He does the exact thing that they've always done. They say, he wants my son. Conservatives want my son to die. Conservatives want children to die. Conservatives think that all children who are born with a disease beyond their control should not have any care at all. Just coming out of my mouth like that, it just sounds utterly, utterly insane. Forget the fact that they beg so many questions. Of course, we want children who have, by no fault of their own, have issues, you know, have medical bills and a pre-existing condition. Of course we want them to get medical care. In fact, socializing medicine and giving massive amounts of care to anyone, whether they need it or not, actually takes resources away from those kids. So there are arguments to be had on both sides. It's not just a one-size-fits-all like Jimmy Kimmel wants to pretend that it is. Because to him, it's either his way or the highway. Now, I've got some anecdotal experience, too. I've actually been involved in several charities that help, that do exactly that. They help children who are born with autism, who are born with cerebral palsy. Children who, by no fault of their own, were born at a disadvantage. I've seen in the flesh what human generosity looks like. In just a couple years, we've raised over $2 million. That's just for one small part of Florida. One city in Florida. $2 million. Now, I know it's not a lot, but that's just me. That's just me and my family. There's a couple fundraisers that we are involved in. But I've seen what generosity looks like in the flesh. And the way Jimmy Kimmel is coming out is saying, all children are going to be left. You know, we're just going to send them down the river and hope for the best. Send the children down the river. Or just abort them. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's a leftist thing to do. It's funny how the same exact baby that Jimmy Kimmel is talking about, he probably would have supported terminating. Right up until the point of birth. If Hillary Clinton had it her way, that's what your abortion laws would look like. And there are a lot of people who still do that. Oh, but no. Leftists are the ones that care about the children. They really care about the children. They want children to get health care. They want children to be taken care of. I'm sorry, you could use your anecdotal evidence, and I can use my anecdotal evidence, but the fact remains that you're not even discussing Jimmy Kimmel. You're not even discussing the idea that maybe free market solutions would be better for those children. You won't even have it. No, you want to demonize anyone who doesn't support Obamacare. Jimmy Kimmel actually wants to punch the guy. Look, I don't think he actually wants to punch the guy. I think it was a joke. I don't think there's any violence going to happen. But you know what? We can stop talking about Donald Trump's divisive and argumentative and vitriolic rhetoric. We can stop talking about that. Because as far up as it goes on the leftist ladder, you see the same exact thing from the other side. Divisive, nasty rhetoric that's basically just meant to demonize the other side. I think a lot of us are guilty of it these days. A lot of us are guilty. I'm guilty of it. I mean, I happen to think leftism is based on an evil philosophy that has no place in American society. I think that if you want to have your perfect utopian communistic society where everyone is absolutely equal, everyone is just as tall, everyone is the same color, everyone is a perfect is androgynous, no difference between one person or the other, economically, physically, where every single disparity has been taken care of. You can go live there if you all want to, but don't mess with our great free society. Don't mess with it. It's great. We love it the way it is. We want to keep it that way. We want to conserve it. That's why we are called conservatives. We want to conserve it because it's good. Not because it's old, but because it's good. In fact, collectivism, egalitarianism, is a pretty old idea in and of itself. A lot of people have been trying to do that over the years. It fails every single time. You want to go and create your own society somewhere else, don't do it here. I think it's really easy for Jimmy Kimmel to stand there and proselytize about health care when he is never going to have to worry about another health care day in his life. It's all just a bunch of virtue signaling. Virtue signaling. So he gets to go out there and feel like a great person who did something super duper awesome for everyone. Because now everyone's going to think that Republicans are bad. And that's a good thing. I mean, he just as easily could have made the exact opposite case. My son was going through a congenital heart disease or whatever it is that he was born with. And if it weren't for my big fat paycheck, a lot of people who have been hammered by Obamacare wouldn't be able to pay for it. Now, that's a good reason to repeal and replace. We need to get free market solutions into the... We need to unshackle the doctors. We need to unshackle the insurance companies so that they can offer competitive prices and competitive plans that are geared towards people in their specific pool. Do it for my son. Do it for my sick son. Unleash the free markets, please. If you don't unleash the free markets, then you hate children. See how it's done? We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I am your guest host for the day, Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, patriarchy, white privilege, and of course, your Islamophobia. Today, I'm here with Annie Cyrus. She's a friend of the show. She's a great friend of mine. She's an Iranian-American human rights activist, and she warns of the devious Islamic threat that will topple human society. She founded Live Up to Freedom, where she helps little girls who are brutalized by Islamic extremism, or as we like to call it, Islam. She's a member of the Glazov gang, and she is going on tour to spread the story and the ideas that YouTube and Facebook have decided are too controversial for people to see and hear. Annie Cyrus, welcome to the show.
Always a pleasure to be here, Brett.
How are you doing today? How are you feeling today? I just want to know.
At this very moment, I'm feeling good because I'm on with you. But in general, I'm very frustrated. I'm pissed off.
Let's go through a little bit of a biography. Tell us exactly where you're coming from and why your message about Islam is so important and so germane to American society.
Well, I was born and raised in Islamic Republic of Iran, also known as Iran. And the reason it's very important to mention Islamic Republic of Iran is because 38 years ago, Iran was an Islamic Republic. It was just Iran. And we had this beautiful king who ran our country beautifully. And somehow, radical Muslims, Ayatollahs and Mullahs, who are leaders of Islamic states, they invaded my country, they took over my country, and lucky me, I was born after the revolution of Islamization of Iran. So I was pretty much raised for the first 15 years of my life under 100% Sharia within my family, within my society, and within my country. And I pretty much went through anything that Sharia has for a woman, including being called a woman at age 9, including being raped, beaten, put in prison for things that don't even count as anything wrong in Western society. And I was also sold as a child bride. My father sold me to a man when I was very close to my 13, 14. And by age 15, I escaped. And the reason my story is very important for everyone to hear is, as I say it, they're doing the same thing everywhere, including here in America. And if we don't stop them, the future of this country will be nothing better than where I was born, which is Islamic Republic of Iran.
Well, a lot of your critics like to say, well, that's not mainstream Islam. Mainstream Muslims are perfectly fine with feminism. They're perfectly fine with women's rights. They're perfectly fine with, modern Western civilization. What do you say to those critics who say that, well, you know what, the Islamic Republic of Iran, the way they do things over there, that has nothing to do with Islam?
Well, here's the thing. I would tell them that stop watching mainstream media, stop following the reformers, stop buying into all that crap, and grab yourself a nice Quran and read the Quran. Everything that I went through and everything every little girl is going through to this day, including here in America, comes straight from Quran and nothing else. Now, if they want to sugarcoat it and hand it to people, and if people are actually naive enough to believe that, well, that's their problem. But the reality of it is, if you grab a book of Quran and read it, even within the sugar-coated English translation, you will see everything that is wrong with human rights, woman rights, and children rights, and animal rights, anything you name it. There is no such a thing as rights in Quran.
Well, let's just play devil's advocate for a moment, because I'm sure a lot of the leftists out there listening to this show are saying, well, you know, that's just a white supremacist version of the Quran that paints Islam in a bad light. And if you actually read it in Arabic, well, then that actually, you know, it actually proves why why Islam is a religion of peace. It's a peaceful religion. What do you say to those people who say that you just have to know Arabic in order to criticize Islam fairly?
I will laugh really loud, because second mandatory language in Islamic Republic of Iran, as a starting as a second grade, is Arabic. So I was actually taught Quran in Arabic. So what I understand of Quran is the truth meaning.
Right.
Including the fact that a lot of people try to argue over the fact that a lot of verses in Quran says do a jihad. And I come out and say, no, actually, it doesn't say jihad, even though jihad comes from the root words of jahd, which means war, not a struggle, war, combat. But the actual word that is used in Quran, again, not the sugar-coated English version, the real version says, batatlahum, meaning kill them. Batlahum doesn't mean jihad, doesn't mean a struggle, it means kill.
Right.
So that would be my answer to them.
Right. Because a lot of Muslims here, they say, well, you know, we don't take jihad like that. We don't think jihad is about killing people. It's just it's a personal struggle. Is that a representative of what Islam actually is? Is a jihad a personal struggle? Like, for example, do I have a jihad against, losing 20 pounds? Is that my jihad? Is that the same thing?
Oh, no. No, here's the only personal jihad that is not even in Quran. It's in the hadith, goes toward a mother. The struggle of a mother to raise her son to be soldier of Allah, to be handed over, to be killed in name of Allah. That's the only personal jihad meaning within the hadith, again, not even in Quran. Every single time in Quran there's a word of jihad mentioned, it's either financial jihad, where it says, why don't you give your money in jihad, in path of Allah, or it says, why don't you go to jihad in path of Islam and give your life?
Right. So when people like Linda Sarsour come out and try to make common cause with the Women's March, the Feminist Women's March, folks like Linda Sarsour and all the, Tariq Nassan and all those folks who are super into, trying to spread the idea that if you disagree with Islamic teachings and you are simply Islamophobic and Islam actually supports women's rights, can you give us a couple examples as to how Islam in and of itself is completely antithetical to the feminist movement, because they like to say that white supremacy is responsible for Islamophobia. Islamophobia is a real thing. People are irrationally scared of Islam.
Oh, yeah. Let me cover that, because I just did that on my last speaking engagement, too. Islamophobia, as you said, means, irrational fear of Islam. As a person who's sitting here, and I'm talking to you, but I'm sure a lot of people are listening. Listen up, people. I don't have a phobia. I am terrified of Islam because Islam beat me down, broke me down, and I had to build myself back up to be the person I am today. And it didn't do it to me as a 30-year-old woman I'm sitting here today. No, it did it to me when I was 7, 9, 11, and 14. So I have every possible logical reason to fear this thing. It is not a phobia. What it is that they created this word of Islamophobia, which it doesn't work on me and you, obviously, but it works on a lot of people.
Right.
They just created this word so we would all just shut up and not expose the truth about it so they could continue going on with their own narrative, which is the Islamization of the West.
Right. And if self-censorship doesn't work, you've experienced something over the... Because you've taken this message to the street, the idea that Islam is Islam. It is terrifying by any objective, rational standard. I mean, if you're terrified of having your head cut off with a dull knife, then you are terrified of something absolutely rational. And if there is a person coming at you with a knife saying, I'm going to behead you, death to America, death to Israel, you have a good reason to be terrified. And taking this message into the streets, taking this message to the people, you've encountered a little bit of, say, pushback from some of the social media companies.
I wish it was a little bit. No, I actually am being cornered by all of them, literally. So starting with YouTube, everything is good on my YouTube account until I come out and do a video completely bringing verses of Quran and Hadith to expose Linda Sarsour's every single sentence that it does mean that she is after us as Americans. As soon as that video came out, guess what? My entire monetization got canceled on YouTube. I can literally put a kitty cat video up on my YouTube channel and I still won't get monetization. Then Facebook started censoring me, which is a new thing. A lot of people are being censored. Right after that, WePay, which is a banking system online, and GoFund, which is the front face of WePay, completely and 100% banned me from ever having any campaigns on their website to raise money because I'm an Islamophobe and a racist. And then right after that, PayPal put me on suspension because somebody who made the donation to my account said, go get them and fight the evil Islam.
I'm going to stop you right there. We're going to take a quick short break. We will be right back with Annie Cyrus. We're going to talk about what she's doing. We will be right back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I'm guest hosting for the day. My name is Brett Siegel. You can get me at Shaq General or The Disgruntled Millennial on Facebook. I am The Disgruntled Millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, patriarchy, white privilege, and Islamophobia. I'm back here again with Annie Cyrus. She is a human rights activist. She brings a message of peace and hope, which is basically everything that Islam doesn't stand for, to people who are subjugated and brutalized and beaten down by Islam. She was a child bride in the Islamic Republic of Iran, and she is being targeted by social media basically because she has brought verses of the Quran. This is what drives me crazy. The Muslims, they say, go read the Quran. It's all about peace. And then you read the Quran, and there's tons and tons, so many, like on every page, it's littered with blood. The Quran is littered with blood on every single page. And that's the English translation. Who knows what it means in Arabic? But then you try to bring up that point on Facebook, on YouTube, and you get shut down. What's that? What's going on? What was the straw that broke the camel's back? What made them start targeting you?
Oh, this was it. I had a campaign up, and the title of the campaign was Help Support Annie's 2017 Anti-Sharia Tour.
That's it?
That was it.
That is...
As soon as I get to get out there and have a tour in 11 different places to tell my story, GoFundMe decided I'm a racist. And let me tell you something so ironic. Last year, yesterday, I was interviewed by GoFundMe as one of their most successful humanitarian person who has raised money for causes like those who are ill, who are going through tough time in life. A year later, the same hero, the same humanitarian person to GoFundMe becomes a racist Islamophobe who gets shut down.
All because you basically brought in verses of the Quran. You did what they told you to do. You did what the leftists tell us to do. They say, go examine the Quran and see how peaceful it is for yourself. And then when
But that's the problem. I took one a step further than what they said. They tell you to go read it. But then as soon as you read it and talk about it, then you're guilty. You just need to read it. Just like the rest of Muslims, you know how they read the Quran and they just keep quiet and follow the religion, so-called. But I didn't do that. I read it and then I brought it up to actual people saying, hey, by the way, this verse here means this. And I'm guilty of being truthful, I guess.
Right. Now, I know this is a little bit of a pop quiz, but there has recently been a terrorist attack in Israel. And my heart and prayers go out to the families of the people, of the three men who were killed in that attack. But I want to know, Annie Cyrus, what is something like that sanctioned by the Quran? Because if Quran is a religion of peace, then Palestinians wouldn't be rolling into Israel with knives and guns and trucks and ready to just mow down the first Israeli that they see. Why is it that Muslims hate the Jews so much? Is that embedded in Quran, or is that just an outlier?
Of course it's embedded in Quran. The people of Israel are the cursed people to Allah. Allah has cursed them. And the day will not come, the day, promised day, and they will not come until Muslims have killed every breathing Jew. Because here's what people need to realize. If you are any religion but a Jewish, you get a chance to convert. As a Jew, you don't get the chance to convert. You're destined to death. That is Quran. Every human being has the right to convert to Islam except Jews. Those, kill them where you find them.
At this point, I totally believe it, because it's funny how the leftists are constantly trying to pin conservatives as the anti-Semites, as the Nazis. They leave the Muslims they wiggle them into this loophole into their reasoning. The people who explicitly hate Jews, the people who outright cry for death to Israel, they're the people who get punched with the kid gloves. But no, the other people, the conservatives, who actually want Israel to have their own state, who actually want Israel to have their own country, 60-some-odd Muslim countries, 1.7 billion Muslims, one little tiny sliver of land in the Middle East for the Jews, for the 6 million Jews that live there. But no, Israel is this awful, terrible place. And this is one of the reasons why, another reason why Islam makes common cause with the left, because the left hates Jews. The left is actually very anti-Semitic, don't you think?
Of course they are. But here's my question for you. Do they actually think, and by they, I mean the left, do they actually think when Muslims are done with Israel and they're done with us as conservatives, do they really think they're going to give them a break and say, hey, because you're a leftist retard and you helped us do this, we're just going to let you leave life?
No.
Is that what they're hoping for?
Yeah, I do believe so. I do believe that once the white supremacists and the conservatives and all the people who they're worried about are gone, that, you know, like the gays and the transgender, they're just going to live in harmony with Islam and with the Muslims, you know? I do honestly believe that a lot of them have been brainwashed to the point where they just literally can't see the words that are right in front of them. Linda Sarsour scares the living piss out of me because so many feminists eat out of the palm of her hand.
I know. And the funny thing is, I actually got into an argument with one of them. And I said, I want to ask you this. Are you okay with the fact that she has to wear that thing around her neck or at her head. And she's like, well, she doesn't have to. She chose to. So I bring up a verse of the Quran. I said, look, she has to. If she doesn't, Muslim men are open to raping and abusing her sexually. She goes like, well, I don't know what it says in Arabic. You might be making it up. I'm like, what?
She's like,
I can't trust Google. Google might make it up. I'm like, oh, my God. So you can trust Linda Sarsour, who has done nothing for your community because all she fights for is Muslim Americans, not you. You're going to believe her over the actual fact that I'm giving you. She actually said, yeah. She has no reason to lie. And I said, what's my reason to lie? She's like, you're Islamophobe. I'm like, oh, my God.
Just for those people, just one more time, for those people who really don't understand what it's like growing up under Islam, just explain the situation surrounding you being sold into marriage. Because, you know what, when people realize that it could be their own daughter, that by them silently, you know, being okay with, you know, the Islamization of America, they are basically saying that they are okay with what was done to you.
Exactly. And that's what pisses me off. Because when I tell them what happened to me and how easily, and I mean easily, as a matter of 5 minutes on a table, my father decided that I'm done. He handed me over to this man. I can't even use the word man on him. This male, crazy man, whatever you want to call it. In a matter of minutes, he could make that call. It didn't matter what I asked. It didn't matter how much I begged. It didn't matter how much I cried saying, I don't want to be a wife. Forget about who the man is. I just don't want to get married. I had no say. Not just my father. Even when I went, I said this millions of times. When I went to a court begging a judge to give me a divorce with a dislocated shoulder, bruised face, blood still on my lips, he looked at me and said, well, you got to start obeying your husband, young lady. Now go home and make him happy. A damn judge, my own father. Everybody around me were fine with the fact that as a 14 years old, I was literally handed over to this man. And he paid my father. What was the agreement? I don't know words. I don't know any words, especially in English. I don't know what's a word to describe my feeling at that moment. And that exactly is when I was broken into pieces. He shattered me into pieces. I was nothing but a piece of property that he sold me. He took the money, he took the damn opium, and he walked away.
Sold into marriage for opium. I swear, this makes me want to rip somebody's heart out. And I'm a peaceful man, I'm trying to do this diplomatically, but, you know, we can't get our word out there, we can't get our message out there, we're constantly being censored. You're going on tour. You're going to be speaking your message, Truth to Power, and I'm really hoping I can bring this out and rally as many people towards your cause. Annie Cyrus, liveuptofreedom.com. You can get her at the Glazov Gang, too. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Annie Cyrus. I really, really appreciate it. I swear, listening to that just makes my head spin.
Yeah, thank you. I always appreciate you giving me a voice.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. We're going to end with that, and we really hope you guys have a great day. And think about the things that we've been talking about. Are we really living in the worst country in the world? Are we really a racist country? I don't think so. I think we're the best. God bless America. Have a great day.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.